Sally regards to guests at Nemata, the sacred groves, and savvy regards to the faculty. I'm here on the 14th of August, which is a Wednesday, in the year 2024. Can you believe it? Almost one quarter of the 21st century has elapsed. And I'm here today to make an announcement, a little announcement, about an event happening in the world, in your lives, in your psyche and mine, and in the grand scale of Sophia's journey in the spiral arms of the galaxy. So what is that event? Well, today actually is the day when the mothership starts to break away from the capture of the planetary system. So you know that from the narrative, if you know the narrative, and if you have learned the astronomical frame of the narrative, that the Earth belongs to a three-body system, planet, moon, and mother star or sun. And that is an independent system captured within the archontic system of the other planets, Mercury and Venus being the interior planets between the Earth and Sun, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn being outer planets beyond the orbit of the Earth. So this event, which begins today as I speak, this event involves those three outer planets exclusively in a way that can be described, and I shall be describing it to you. But first of all, I want to say at this initial moment that this is not a repeat of the GNE. I'm not setting up another year-long project to follow in real time. No, I'll be handling this in quite a different way. And I'll explain that to you, dose by dose, as the event unfolds. What I can tell you now is that you can't make this shit up, but it so happens that this event of release from the capture of the planetary system, of the archontic planetary platform, actually coincides with the appearance of the Saturn Zill. And what are the odds of that? Well, what is the Saturn Zill? First of all, it's a signal in the sky. I wrote about it a lot in the Grail studies, considering the history of the Grail family according to astronomical timing. And I pointed out that the Saturn Zill is the moment following a conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn, and the last one happened in 2020, when you can observe pre-dawn, the rising of Jupiter, the appearance of Jupiter on the horizon, and the corresponding appearance of Saturn on the meridian, 90 degrees apart. That's the Saturn Zill. No one in the world knows about this except the Grail Keepers and the people who have put in the time, the Shaktas, who have put in the time and determination to learn the astronomical coding of the Grail legend. So I invite you to hold that thought for a moment. And as you hold that thought, knowing the elite and privileged position you have to read this celestial intel, I'd like to highlight 2 points. First point I want to make is that when the mothership releases herself from the capture of the archontic planetary system, which is those 5 planets that do not support organic life as Earth does, it does not mean that she leaves the formation of the planetary system. Not necessarily. By the time this event ends, which is in August of next year, the Aeon Sophia, the mothership, is free to leave, to become a rogue planet, to leave the planetary system. But the event that I'm calling alignment does not necessarily imply that. It does not necessitate that. Imagine that you are on a ship like a military flotilla, that's the term, and all these boats, the aircraft carriers, destroyers, artillery ships, are all sailing in tight formation, and you're one of those ships. In a certain way, due to the control and command of the entire flotilla, you would be bound to hold a course in formation. But if you were the pilot of one particular ship and you decided, well, I am going to stay in formation with the fleet for a while. I may stay, I may go, but I'm staying there voluntarily and I can leave formation. I can depart from the formation of the flotilla at any moment. So this is what is happening. And it starts right now, today, on Wednesday, August 14th. Second point I want to highlight is that you can watch it happening. The Saturn Zill is now observable. I'm actually looking at it in an archontic replication on Stellarium. So here on the screen of the other computer, I have August 15th. At 1 a.m. local time here in Spain. And I can see that Mars and Jupiter are in near exact conjunction. They're between the horns of the bull. They're actually on the lower horn just below the ecliptic. And that is the part of the horns, the thick part that comes out of the forehead of the bull. And if you bring that up and bring Mars and Jupiter to the eastern horizon, and then you scan to the right, which is to the west, upward in the sky, you will see Saturn at 90 degrees separation. So they are in 17 Gemini, Mars and Jupiter. And Saturn is in 17 Pisces, and that is an exact square. And you are looking, if you go out and see it, go out and look. You have a week or two to see it. That is the Saturn Zill of the Grail Keepers living today. That is the signal for the Grail Keepers to plot their course and their legacy in the coming years, in the immediate future. I assert to you, plot your affairs in the immediate future by following this signal. So there you see, where is Saturn? Well, if you look at the graphics on Stellarium, which ought to be replaced, of course, if the world was a fair place, which it isn't, by the graphics of yours truthfully, you would see that Saturn is on a boundary line. It's called 348 or 18 Pisces. And that's the boundary line between the Manitou and the fishes, which is difficult to determine. Do you know that a lot of the confusion about the beginning of the so-called Aquarian Age happens because of the obscurity of the boundary between the constellation of the fishes or whales and the constellation of the water carrier or water bearer, Aquarius, the one we call the Manitou, the guide to the planetary vision quest. So you see the Manitou with an urn, holding an urn in his right hand, or perhaps the urn is pressed close to his right thigh. And the waters from that urn, I've been talking about this now for 35 years, the waters from this urn, probably more, pour toward the fishes. And the western whale swims into those waters. And it is difficult to determine the border between these constellations. Hence, there have been, as I recall, upwards of 80 different estimates of the transition into the so-called Aquarian Age. And what you see also in the graphics of Stellarium is the vortex, the curl of the tail of Cetus, the monster that lies below the ecliptic and below the constellation of the fishes. And you see that as Saturn right now in the critical position shifts out beyond the boundary of the Manitou properly, 348, 18 Pisces, and shifts toward the western whale, and the whale in turn swims into the current streaming from the urn, then Saturn will enter the cold currents and the turbulent water that is beneath the nose of the western whale. And as Saturn enters that, the mothership herself uses that turbulence in the orbital plane of Saturn. I fucking kid you not. She uses that turbulence to release herself from the capture of the planetary system, although she remains in the formation as long as it suits her and as long as it pleases her. And that is a cosmic determination that no one can predict. However, I am happy to inform you of what can be predicted and what can be calculated. And if you're looking at the screenshot for the Saturn Zill of this moment, you will certainly be aware that the position of Saturn at 17 Pisces verges toward 26 Pisces, which is the Matangi point. So during this event, which I call alignment, Saturn will move into the Matangi point, which is a trigger of massive upheaval and correction in the world event. You're living at the moment when Matangi, associated with the constellation of the Manitou, Matangi shows how to out-trick the archontic trickster. And this is no joke, and this is no mere trope. This is a mythological or mythopoetic meme That describes what's actually coming down in the world today, especially what's coming down in the Middle East. The part of the world, you could say, which is the homeland of the archontic trickster who plays the victim perpetrator game, or the scapegoat perpetrator game. So, how do I intend to handle my role as navigator in setting out to you this event, which I say culminates on August 8th of 2025? Well, first of all, you can count on it happening very, very rapidly. And you can also count on me providing you with, let's say, a kind of manual, a navigational manual to follow how it happens. But I'm not going to be tracking it as I did meticulously during the GNE. I don't need to do it that way. I don't have the time to do it that way. So I deem that the best that I could do for you would be to offer a kind of timeline and a manual explaining the various stages of this event. So I'm writing that today. I'm enjoying it a lot. And I'll continue to develop it and present it periodically in the school. Final thing I want to say is that as the navigator, as if I were back in the navigator's room up there in Turton Towers where I delivered the GNE, as the navigator with my charts on the table, my star charts, my compass, astrolabe, the calipers, various tools of the navigator, as I'm looking down at all that, on the navigator's table, I realize that it can be really complicated. So I'm drawing upon my studies of the planetary system, really, the archontic planetary system, and my studies of astronomy and astronomical physics. And it is the background of those studies that enables me to detect that this moment is actually happening right now, as well, of course, as the fact that I live in the narrative, and the narrative teaches and guides us in every aspect of life. So my experience in the narrative has brought me to this point. I want to assure you, however, that I can render it to you in a relatively non-complicated way. So let me give you the leading trope, the leading visualization for you to follow. Imagine that the planetary arc of Mother Earth sailing in the stream of the galactic arms has the assistance of three tugboats. The first tugboat is a little tug, that's Mars, and it nudges the mother ship. It goes up with the bow to the hull of the mother ship and nudges her carefully in certain ways, in certain directions. The little tug makes delicate adjustments in her alignment. Bear in mind that by alignment, I mean the alignment to her sovereign course in her journey, which is an alignment outside of the astrophysics of the planetary system, even though she may remain in formation. Then there are two other tugboats, large tugboats, and they're attached to the mother ship by tow lines. One of them is Jupiter, which, oddly it might seem at first, is attached to the stern of the mother ship. And then there is Saturn, which is attached by a tow line to the port side of the mother ship, the left side. And those two tow lines are the major forces that assist the mother ship to find her alignment. And I can show you precisely how that happens and when it happens so that you can participate in the real-time event. But as I said, I'm not going to lay it out like I did in the GNE. I couldn't possibly or feasibly or sanely commit myself to another project like that. So I have another idea how I will present this material to you. So that's the little announcement for this day, in the first closing the first quarter of the 21st century, if you can believe it. And I leave you with the screenshot. And I invite you to go out in the sky anytime now. You can go out wherever you are. And you can see Jupiter and Mars rising before dawn. And you can then spot them on the horizon with Aldebaran nearby and the Pleiades up and to the right, to the west. And then scan up along the ecliptic toward the meridian. And there you'll see Saturn. And that is the Saturn Zill of the Grail Keepers. Saturn's Zill. That's quite a thrill. So I invite you to observe it, follow it. When Shaktas and students all around the world in different places make contact with the celestial intel, direct visual contact, well, I've told you many times, doing that, you configure your NLP to the celestial coding, and you have Mantique, if you can handle it, discipline in the practice of celestial divination. What an extraordinary moment to use that practice and follow the mother ship into the course of her alignment.